Hi, my name is Randall Knutson, and you may know me as the creator of the Open Enterprise Distribution. This is episode 19 of the Modules Unraveled podcast.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks. And now your host, he listens to audiobooks and podcasts instead of music, Brian Lewis.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast. My name is Brian Lewis, and today I have with me Randall Knutson. Randall has been building websites with Drupal for about 5 years. In the last year and a half of that, he's been working for Level 10 in Dallas, Texas. Randall has written many Drupal modules and patches that are available on Drupal.org. He's a regular presenter and contributor at local groups and camps, including Drupal Camp Dallas and Drupal Camp Austin. He holds a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science from Laterno University. And today we're going to be talking about apps. So, Randall, how are you doing?
Doing real well. How are you doing?
I'm just great. Do you want to go ahead and tell us a little bit about who you are and where you're from?
Sure. Well, like the intro said, I'm a Drupal developer. That's my day job here at Level 10. I live in Dallas. I've been all over the world and done a lot of crazy stuff, but now I'm pretty much concentrated on building websites for a while.
Cool. How did you get started with Drupal?
I was working at a company when I came back from living overseas, and they kind of went bankrupt. And I'd been doing some web development with them in .NET Nuke and wasn't real happy with it. And I started looking around at different CMSs, and I evaluated pretty much everything out there. Initially, I rejected Drupal. I didn't really like it, but then it's kind of stuck with in me in my head. And as I kept evaluating other things, I kind of realized the genius behind it, and I started using it full time and decided that that's what I wanted to do.
Cool. So what kind of things have you been working on lately?
The main ones that I've been working on are the Open Enterprise distribution and the apps associated with it. Besides bug fixes with client work, that's pretty much where my focus has been for the last 6 months or so.
Cool. All right. Well, let's go ahead and just jump right into apps then.
Sure.
Apps in Drupal are a relatively new concept. So for those who haven't heard of them, can you give us an overview of what they are?
Sure. The best description of what they are is they wrap a layer of usability around existing Drupal functionality. The amount of additional functionality is not all that great, but the usability it adds is discoverability, ease of installation, ease of configuration, and the inclusion of demo content with them.
So let's talk about how apps got started. What's the idea behind an app and who started it?
Well, it all probably began back with features, and features were started by DevSeed to wrap functionality together, because those of us who have been building websites in Drupal for a while realized we kept doing the same thing over and over again, and features was created to export that and create a bundle that we could install and automatically have that functionality. Once that was done, we realized that there was some inherent usability problems with that, specifically the things that apps were created to address. So that's kind of why they were created. And it was created by Phase 2, the fine folks down at Phase 2, to enable that. For example, did you know you can have something like a feature server that, and there, pretty much every Drupal shop out there has them, but nobody knows where they are, what features are in them, or really how they interact with your website. So you've got this major discoverability problem with features. There's no way of figuring out what's available. How good are they? Do other people like them? Do they work? You know, it's just kind of very, very hidden. In fact, I've talked to some community managers who have tried to find out where the feature servers are and couldn't even find any of them, even the ones at the company they were working for. So That's some of the reasons behind it.
Okay. So you kind of mentioned this, but before there are apps or features, can you kind of break down how a feature works?
Sure. So typically when you're building out some type of functionality on your website, let's say it's an FAQ section of your website, you'll create a content type called FAQ. You'll add some fields to it, and then you'll create a view. And then maybe add some JavaScript magic to make them open and close like an accordion or something like that. Well, that's all functionality you've built and maybe three different clients want it, instead of having to replicate all the clicks and mouse buttons and everything between all three sites, you can export that into a feature and then just enable it on all three sites. So you get that functionality with only having to have created it once.
Okay, so all of your configuration basically turns into a module that you can then copy and paste to the new site and then just enable it like a regular module, and you've got everything done again on your new site.
Exactly.
Okay. So so how are apps then different from features?
Features are very developer-centric. They're designed around the needs of developers. So this is why all the developers love them so much, and it's a very good tool for exporting this content out there. But like I was saying earlier, they really struggle from a lack of usability for end users. They're like I said, they're very, very hard to find. The installation process is a mess. For example, if you've got a more complex one like the SEO tools app or something like that, there's maybe 9 or 10 dependency modules for it. So for an end user, you say, oh yeah, here's this feature, it's great. And they go and try and enable it. And Drupal says, oh, you need this module. So they download that and enable it. And it's, oh, now you need this module. So you go through that process 9 or 10 times just to be able to enable the module, which makes it a bit of a nightmare. Then once it's enabled, say we give the FAQ feature to somebody and they try and enable it, and then there's nothing on the website. That's because there's no content associated with it. So apps allow you to include demo content as well with your feature. And it also provides a standardized configuration screen. So that was another area where features were very weak. It was great for exporting content, but again, once you enabled your feature, where are all the settings for it? What if you wanted to have configurable sections of your feature? There was no good way of doing that within features. So apps kind of wrap all of that usability types of stuff around features, although they don't have to be features, but that's how most people try and use it.
So you kind of touched on this with the demo content, but what other kinds of things can apps do that can't be done with features?
Yeah, so they're really usability improvements. The biggest things that apps can do, there's three things that I can think of. Number one is the ease of installation. You get a one-click install. So when I click install, it's automatically going to download all of my dependency modules for me. The second thing is it's going to be demo content. So when I enable my app, it'll automatically add some demo content to my site, and then I can turn that demo content off later without having to find it and delete it. And I can even add new content while the demo content is in there and then remove just the demo content later. So that's really nice as well. And then the third thing is to have a configuration screen where you can have some settings for the app that really can't be done in features. I mean, anything can be done in features. It's just you have to program it all out. So apps gives you a lot of this stuff for free.
Okay. So you guys at Level 10 have produce some apps, right?
Yes. We've got some really nice ones.
Okay. Which ones do you have?
Well, one of the first ones we developed was our blog app, and it can be found on Drupal.org at Enterprise Blog. And kind of the thinking behind it was, say you've got a friend who's looking at Drupal and they say, hey, I want to build a Drupal website. And you say, great, what do you want to do with it? Well, I want to have a blog, but I don't want to use WordPress because, you know, I really want to grow this and add a lot more functionality that WordPress doesn't do well, right? And you say, cool, yeah, just install Drupal and it's really great, it's really powerful. And they say, okay, how do I get a blog? And you say, well, you don't want to use the core blog module because it's not very good. You know, you're going to get into a lot of mess later on. So here's what you got to do. You got to learn this thing called content types, and they create things called nodes. I know it's a little confusing that they're content types and nodes, but don't worry about that. And then there's this thing called CCK, and you got to figure that out and learn all the different CCK modules that are available. Oh, and by the way, that's called fields in Drupal 7 now. So it's a little more confusing still there. Then there's this thing called taxonomy, which is a big, long word for ways to categorize things. So you're going to need to learn about tagging and different categories and all of that kind of stuff. And you're going to have to bundle all that together. Oh, and by the way, if you want to display any of this on your website, there's this thing called views, which has a big, massive interface that you're going to have to learn. And you need all of this stuff, and you need to learn it well enough and how to put it together well enough to make a blog on your website, right? Well, that's pretty ridiculous, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's where the app comes in. So the idea behind our blog app is we said we want to make this as easy to use as WordPress. So we actually downloaded WordPress, looked at it, and said, can we do something very, very similar to this in Drupal? And so we built the blog app and tried to make it look as much like WordPress and the WordPress admin as possible, but build it using standard Drupal conventions. And so now when your friend comes to you and says, well, I want to have a blog, you just say, oh, just click install on the blog app, and it'll download all of the features, download all of the modules, enable it, and give them straight out of the box everything they need without any configuration. So that's one of the really, really cool ones. I'm very proud of that app. I use it on all my websites and most of our client websites that want to blog. And I think that's a huge step forward for Drupal. Another cool one that we made, it's rotating banners are obviously all the rage out there, and there's about 20 different recipes for how to do it. Mm-hmm. A very common one is to create a content type with an image field and then create a view of it using the, the jQuery cycle plugin for views. Yep. And so we put that together in an app. And now with a one-click install, you can get a rotating banner to put on your website. Hmm. Another really cool one is our SEO tools. We've got a suite of about 15 different modules at Level 10 that we put together that help you in writing content that's SEO targeted. All the way from keyword research to content optimizations to analyzing your content to see how well you're doing with those keywords. And it's a bit of a trick to get all set up, but with our app, it's a one-click install, and there you go. It's all set up for you.
Hmm. I'll have to check that one out.
Yeah, and the other one that we did is called we just call it development, and this is an example of a very, very simple app. And it actually doesn't have any code behind it. There's just about 8 or 9 modules that we install all the time on our client sites that we thought it'd be nice to have a one-click install of these 8 modules. So it's like Devel and Coder and Hacked and Devel Themer and just different modules out there that we always like. And so now when we go to a client site, instead of having to download them all or Drush download them all or whatever, we can just hit install and it'll download all those modules for us. Hmm. So it's just a time saver for us, but doesn't actually have any extended functionality beyond that. So that's another way you can use them.
Okay, you've got a bunch more. Do you want to go ahead and just kind of run Sure. through the other ones that you've got?
Yeah, we've got a whole bunch of other types of modules. A lot of them are similar to each other. The reason why we created them was with our clients, as we're building websites, we see things that are very, very common across the sites. FAQ is a good example. Locations is another one. A lot of people want to have maybe 6 or 7 or 20 locations of where they are around the U.S. and then in the world, and then have a map on their site. So we enable the locations app on their site, and it pretty much easily adds that to their site. So we've got like the events one, the locations one, the FAQ forum, images, links, social media, video, web form. They're all geared around a problem space that some of our clients have, and we've solved that. And we've got a lot more in the works that as we have more and more clients requesting new features, whenever possible, we try and turn those into an app and release those.
Hmm. Can you divulge any of those, or are they still behind closed doors?
One that we've been working on that I actually was working on last week, and I'm trying to get to a polished state, but it's probably going to be a few more weeks, is the news app. As you see, it's missing from our list here, mm-hmm. And you won't see it on our app server right now. The idea behind it is a lot of people have news. It's very similar to the blog one, but it's a little bit different in its focus. So the idea is a lot of our clients, especially the larger customers, larger companies, will have a news section of their site with a media contact and different things. So it's kind of building out that type of a thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how does someone go about downloading and using these apps? Because they're not included with, when you download Drupal Core. So how do you get these?
Sure. So there's two things you're going to need. You're going to need the apps module from Drupal.org, which is drupal.org/project/apps. And the other one is you're going to need to connect that to an apps server or an apps marketplace. There's a lot of different names for them out there. Nobody's really figured out what to call them yet. If you want to connect to ours, it's at the level 10 underscore apps module. So drupal.org/project/level10_apps. And you install the apps in the level 10 apps connector, and then you will be able to download them directly from our app server. And that's really all that's required. The other way you can do it is installing our distribution, which is built entirely around apps. We took everything out of our Open Enterprise distribution, and everything is installed via apps during the install process. Mm-hmm. So everything on our app store is available in our distribution, and there's really nothing else in our distribution. So that was a pretty cool way that we did that.
Okay. How, like, you guys aren't the only one that have an app store or whatever you want to call it right now. So is there a way to find the other ones? Do you know?
Yeah, we're still working on that. And we're also working on making it easier to app servers where you can just paste a URL and hit add and it'll add other people's app stores in there. I'm not exactly sure what the status of that is. We had some code that was working on it, but I know the Phase 2 guys who kind of invented apps, they have their own apps marketplace. They have about 3 or 4 publicly visible apps the last time I checked. I'm trying to remember if it was Node1 or Pantheon. Those guys are working on them too. The Open Academy has a lot of apps built into it, so that you can use their app store as well. But those are the ones that I know of. I know we're working also on getting a list of apps marketplaces on Drupal.org, but that doesn't currently exist. Hopefully whenever that exists, that'll be listed on the apps project page as to where you can find all those.
Okay, cool. So where do you think the future of apps is, or where do you see them going, or where would you like to see them going?
Sure. In Drupal 7, I think they are where they are. What I would love to see is a lot of the functionality in here would be great just kind of as a project on Drupal.org, meaning like the discoverability, the installation, and all of that. I would love to see that be part of the core project on Drupal.org, the ability to add icons for your project and a good description and maybe some ratings and 5 stars, which are all included with the apps module. That would be really awesome, as well as the ease of installation from Drupal core. Being able to go to the modules page and browse the modules on Drupal.org and just click install and having the module and all its dependencies download right into it, I would love to just see that. I mean, there's no reason for this to be its own standalone system. This would be really, really cool and a huge usability win if we could get it in core at some point.
Yeah. You should approach Dries with that as a core initiative.
Yeah, totally. The problem is the amount of finding the time to spend on getting all that in there.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess that wraps up our discussion on apps. So let's wrap up the podcast with, what are you most excited about that's up and coming?
Well, personally, the most exciting thing that's coming up for me in Drupal is a lot of the initiatives that are going on, especially the Whiskey initiative and a lot of the Symfony architecture. You know, there's a lot of really cruft and nasty stuff at the insides of Drupal, and I'm very excited to see some of that stuff being based on some very cool framework stuff. So that's really exciting to me, even though I haven't had any time to contribute to it.
All right. And where can people find out more about you and the things that you're working on?
They can find out more about me either on my Drupal page or at the Level 10 page.
Okay. And if people want to get a hold of you to talk about apps or find out more, is there a place they could do that?
Yeah, you can email me at randallk@getlevel10.com.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, Randall, thanks for coming on and talking to me.
Sure. Oh, one other place you can contact me. You can either email me at randallk@getlevel10.com, or you can join our IRC channel, which is #Drupal-apps.
Excellent. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, Randall, we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thanks so much, Brian. We'll be right back.